Welcome to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined by Mike Ingram, who's a strategist at BGC Partners, a friend of Tip TV, if nobody else. Well, let's go on to the charts that you brought in, Mike.
Yep.
Trump, pump and dump.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be worth taking a step back and see where we are on equity markets at the moment. And it's quite interesting. If you look at the price action, I mean, you know, Dow 20,000 aside, actually what you've seen in terms of various sectors of the market, you've actually seen growth stocks once again underperform value. So this is the whole thing. You had this great big surge.
Yeah, but isn't there a message there that people, you know, they're not gung-ho about Trump. They want to get into stocks, but only because they have to, sort of thing, rather than anything else.
Which I think that should be value versus growth, actually. But what I'm saying is, what you had, okay, so you had bond markets bottomed out in the summer of last year. Everybody was like, oh my God, you know, we've had the Brexit vote, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. You started to get a bit of a reaction from the bond market there. Bond market yields started to grow. We turned the corner, at least in the market's perception, on, say, the banking sector in Europe. A lot of that price action was in and around Deutsche Bank, hit a low in September. But then we started to get a bit of momentum in the fourth quarter of the year, and then that kind of went to warp drive on the back of Trump's election, because they, you know, and the market basically said, oh, right, well, we said all these nasty things about Trump in terms of what his impact on the market was going to be, but now that he's actually in, we think he's going to be good because he's going to splash the cash and cut corporate tax rates and deregulate. And then what you started to see was, because people were more confident that we're going to see growth coming through, economic growth, earnings growth as well, you started to see value stocks perform versus growth. Because the idea is, if there's more growth around, then the premium you pay for growth goes down. Now, what's happened, you've seen, to some extent, a significant reversal of that actually going into the year. Didn't even wait for Trump to start signing those executive orders after the inauguration. It already started on basically January the 1st. And that's quite interesting. So if you go on to the next slide, you'll see that this is also, you know, just what I mentioned bonds earlier on. You had this big upsurge in bond yields. To some extent, that was due to the market's perception, at least, that there was going to be a pickup in inflation. That, as you see, again, really plateaued, and it plateaued quite earlier on in the sort of the Trump election. And now it's going into reverse, particularly on the 5-year forward, 5-year break-even measure, which is the difference between the Treasury income protected, like the linkers, basically, for the US, and the nominal yields. Anyway, inflation expectations are coming down, and to some extent, that's being reflected in bond yields. And again, if you look at last slide, what the people... Last slide, please. Thank you. If you look at what the market's pricing in against what the Fed seems to be saying, that's the last dot plot, which was, you know, from the December meeting of the Fed. And of course, the headline was, we're effectively saying we're expecting 3/4 point hikes during 2017. Mm-hmm. Now, the market was always fairly sceptical of that. And of course, you know, given the track record, that's understandable. But at least on a two-year view, they weren't massively out. This is the green line, is where we are now. So they're pulling even further away from that. And then in the meantime, you've had that non-farm payroll with the big headline number last Friday, but the wage growth, the average hourly earnings, was actually significantly lower than the market was expecting. So the market thinks it's got a bit of justification for that. The only thing I would caution in all of this is, to the extent that this has been driven by Trump, what you've seen from President Trump, you know, this massive flurry of executive orders, all this politically contentious stuff, stuff which on it of itself is perhaps a drag to growth, you know, things like immigration, possible trade war. We'll be interested to see what kind of conversations Trump has with Shinzo Abe over the next couple of days. But also part of Trump's promises were things like, as I said, deregulation, corporate tax cuts, personal tax cuts, all of which are reflationary. And I'm just a little bit worried that, you know, we could go from this green line much to something much closer to that blue line, because the combination of those two things is actually quite inflationary.
But the final thing, wasn't it? Yeah. There's also just the issue that you could have this the dot plot works, and whether it's blue, green, or whatever it is, that's fine. But then as soon as it kicks in with those higher rates, in fact, the Federal Reserve or Trump say, oh, no, this is killing the economy, and we just go straight back down again. So, I mean, there's no real guaranteed permanence to this higher rate regime either.
Well, we don't really know at the moment where the balance between fiscal and monetary policy is going to be. I mean, over the last few years, fiscal policy, budgetary policy has been either contractory to broadly neutral, whereas, of course, monetary policy has been extremely accommodative, extremely loose. I think all other things being equal, you've got more fiscal stimulus coming through. I mean, a lot of these tax cuts are completely unfunded. You know, unless you really expect growth to start roaring and, you know, the tax cuts pay for themselves in a kind of Reaganomics kind of way, I don't see that happening. So monetary policy is expected to respond to that by being tighter. Now, you're quite right. Trump, and I did have another slide in a different presentation, has the potential to remake the Fed. There are a couple of vacancies on the Fed Board of Governors at the moment. You can immediately fill those. Janet Yellen has gone as president January next year. So, yeah, it is quite possible that he could say, well, hang on, I've got looser fiscal policy, looser fiscal policy, looser budget policy. I want tighter monetary policy. Oh, I've got tighter monetary policy. Oh, I don't want that anymore. It's killing growth. So I'm going to get some more doves on there. But again, that actually argues for even more an inflation trade, which is currently being priced into the market.
Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.